Ladies and gentlemen, from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, sports, entertainment, brought to you in stilettos. Your host, Tanya Brennan. Tanya Brennan.
All right, we're going to let this just roll for just a brief second, Ari. Is that okay?
That is okay.
I got to get my groove on because we got a packed house in this studio, and I love Bruno Mars. Welcome to Vegas Sports Girl. I am your host for the hour, Tanya Brennan. It is Tanya time, and it's a windy Tuesday. In the house, we've got a packed jam house. To my left is my fearless, energetic, and he's on time today. Ron Futrell is in the house. How you doing, buddy?
I was late one day, okay, and it was about 3 minutes, okay?
Anyway, that's okay. You always got to be fashionably late. You know what I mean? But you're looking mighty dapper.
Thank you. We're getting ready for baseball tonight.
I can't wait to hear. Can't wait to hear. Thank you for gracing with us with your presence.
With my presence?
Because I'll tell you what, we got a big night in baseball, and he managed to make Vegas Sports Girl. And to my right, I have a longtime friend, and we actually used to work together at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I was the publisher of Luxury Las Vegas magazine, and she was my fearless editor. Beth Schwartz is in the house. What's up, Beth?
Not much. I'm just excited to be here. I think this is going to be a lot of fun.
It looks awesome. We were just commenting on our spring colors today. You're looking very good, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I know. So, Ron, what'd you do this weekend?
This should be TV, okay? You're saying to your left and to your right in the spring colors, and I'm just in my basic red and blue jeans, okay?
I got nothing.
Okay, so what's going on today? Went out to the ball. Well, two things.
First of all, I want to know what you did this weekend, because I know you've got a lot of news going on tonight.
That I have coming up?
Okay, I guess you're on to the next
last weekend.
Anything exciting?
The Knights played the Kings, yeah. So that was on the road. Saw that, and then, they just hung out with friends and
got buried,
stuff.
Right?
Yeah. So, but today, the Knights had their final practice over at City National Arena, and then their send-off to San Jose for the playoffs coming up. Game one is going to be tomorrow night, and then the Aviators, I toured their ballpark for a little while today and looked at some of the stuff, did a Facebook Live for Channel 8 over there. And the wind is blowing. The wind is whipping a little bit. So what's nice is the sports landscape has gotten so crowded here in Las Vegas that you can hit a home run ball on the top of a hockey stadium here in town.
Sure. Isn't that crazy?
And it does happen. You hit a home run to left field, you hit it hard enough, and it's going off the top of a hockey stadium. And we would have never thought that possible in years past.
So now you say every time you drive by, because you live up in Summerlin, every time you drive by the baseball field, something is new and different. Is there something new to report today?
They released the palm trees, so the palm trees are breathing now. They did that. I drove by on Saturday. Okay, this I did do Saturday night before the Kings game. I drove by on Saturday night, and they were playing a high school game there. Palo Verde was taking on Centennial. It was the soft opening, shakedown cruise. They were just sort of getting the ballpark ready, but they were serving concessions, and they had a real baseball game there on Saturday night. That was a surprise to me, but I stopped, went in, and checked it out, and saw a little high school baseball there.
How fun.
And I can report the stadium is ready to roll and ready for baseball. There's a few finishing touches they got to put on it, but it's ready to rock.
So excited. Yeah. I know. I talked to Jim Gemma the other day, and I know he's got his plate full. Beth, what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, it was just like a culinary fest.
Really?
Yeah, I went to Blue Ribbon Sushi at Red Rock, went to La Strega, the new restaurant over on where Due Forne used to be. And we had catchball practice on Sunday.
Oh, very nice. I can't wait to hear about that. So I had the privilege on Sunday of going to the ACM Music Awards. That was awesome. American Country Music Awards at MGM. And I got to be honest with you, it was kind of interesting. Carrie Underwood was outstanding, by the way. She's a hottie. But I was very shocked when Miranda performed and Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani walked out both times. That was kind of drama.
Like walked out and left the stage because they were mad? Or no, they walked out and performed with her.
They walked out and left to go get a drink because they just decided they don't want to be there.
They didn't want to be there when she performed. Okay, so they walked out in derision.
A lot of drama.
Drama.
A lot of drama. But that was really cool. It was nice to see the recipients. Reba McEntire did a fantastic job. Very, very well put together event. So that was a lot of fun. I'd never been to Country Music Awards.
I went last year. It was amazing. Yeah, because someone I went to high school with won a Best Songwriting Award.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, for Miranda Lambert's Tin Man.
Wow. Yeah. And it's always funny, the fashion that you see. You see everything from rhinestones to nothing to cowboy boots. And, you know, it's crazy. So anyways, it was very exciting. So tonight, or as you mentioned, this week, big week for the Vegas Golden Knights. Go Knights, go. Tomorrow night, we have game one against the San Jose Sharks. In San Jose, this is going to be an interesting series because I think the Sharks have something to prove with the Knights. We'll see. And we've got to get back on track. I fully believe we will get back on track. Friday, we have a big game against the San Jose Sharks in San Jose again. And then we get to bring the team home on Sunday at T-Mobile at 7 o'clock. The puck will drop and they get to play in front of our amazing fans. Are you going to go to the game?
Sunday night, I'll be there for the start of the game. We have to do post-game shows at Channel 8. We're doing post-game shows online, so now TV stations seem to be going more and more, and radio stations too,
sure,
for that matter, and more and more digital. So our online, we're doing regular broadcasts online. So when the game is over on Wednesday, tomorrow night, when the game is over, I'm hosting a show that we're going to talk about the game, what happened, show highlights, take live shots from San Jose where Chris Matthews is there, covering the game tomorrow night. So we have a lot of that stuff going on, so it's going to be busy. So to answer your question, I don't know if I hope to go for a little while and then have to get back to work.
Right.
Sometimes it is sort of crazy to say I don't get to go to as many sporting events as I would truly like to because I'm working and doing sports, but that's just the way
it is. That's the way the cookie
and
crumbles.
You know how that works.
Yeah,
you saw
exactly.
me at the station all the time, and that was what you had to do. But I'll say this about this series. Looking forward to it. Number one, last year the Knights beat the Sharks in 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
And this season they've been pretty much even. It was 2-2 mm-hmm. for the most part. They had a nice good fight during the last game. Joe Thornton is one of the big differences. He's back for the Sharks for this series, as is their fine defenseman, Erik Karlsson. Knights have Fleury back in the nets. So both teams down the stretch struggled this year, which is not unusual. Once you've clinched your spot and your position in the playoffs and pretty much where you're going to be, you then rest some guys. Don't have the same motivation.
Right.
Yes. Well, and you're also playing against teams that are fighting for a playoff spot, which they did down the stretch. And so motivation does have a lot to do with all sports, and certainly hockey is a very passionate game, so it does that. So both the Knights and the Sharks struggled down the stretch, but this is a 2-seed against a 3-seed. Typically, those are your best matchups mm-hmm. in the first round mm-hmm. of the playoffs, and that's what we've got with this one. And I think the Knights are developing a real good rivalry. Everybody wants to talk about it. Who's going to be the rival for the Knights? Should the Kings be the Ducks? I don't know, maybe the Coyotes. I think the Sharks rivalry with the Knights has grown into a real strong one right now with the Bay Area and with Southern Nevada here and how that's going, which wouldn't be a bad idea.
Now, when I worked for the 49ers, I was a Sharks fan. But now being in Vegas, I got to go with my Knights. It's going to be interesting because we outscored the Sharks this year. My earpiece is coming out. Sorry. We outscored the Sharks this season 18-10. So that's kind of nice. That is one
up
for
us. Wow, you've done your homework here.
Yeah, okay. We did.
I didn't know that.
And William Karlsson and Riley Smith were two of our top scores against the San Jose Sharks. So Riley had 6 points against the Sharks and William Karlsson had 3. So hopefully they both show up and Fleury gets back on track, which I believe he will.
Well, the Knights are healthy right now and that's important. And they're now their top line. I get that the top line from last season performed well, but their top line this year mm-hmm. With Paul Stastny in the middle and Pacioretty and Mark Stone is a line that sort of surprised everybody because those are 3 of the new guys on the Knights, and it's developed into, I believe, has the potential to be one of the top lines in the NHL next season and during this playoff season. It's going to be fun to see what those guys do when they crank it up because they're all talented, they're all veterans, they know what they're doing, and George McPhee, the general manager, put 3
awesome.
Great NHL players together, and Gerard Gallant then said, okay, let's make a line out of those 3, and they perform. So let's
so
see.
So awesome.
Let's see
Gerard
where that goes.
Is so cool. Their head coach is so cool. He's like, he kind of reminds me of the Belichick in hockey. You know, he's just had that same face. He doesn't laugh. He doesn't get mad. He's very cool.
Oh, you should have seen him as a player. He was a fighter.
Yeah, I believe that.
Literally a fighter as a player.
But let me ask you this, and maybe it was just something I thought I observed. When they brought Mark Stone to the team, I really thought it lit a fire under Pacioretty and guys like that. I thought they were putting up more points, just working well together. I think Mark Stone is an amazing asset.
No, they did. You're right. Yeah. They were. And one of the great stories between Pacioretty and Stone is that they met each other in the East quite often mm-hmm. in the playoffs, and they got in fights with each other. So it was sort of dicey to see how they would do when they got on the same team, and it was right away. They became friends. But when they were opponents in the playoffs,
it was brutal.
Quite often, Winnipeg, Ottawa, they would battle each other. Oh, no, those two guys would go at each other because they're the two top-line forwards for their team, so they were often matched against each other. Now they're with each other, so.
Have you been? You've been to Knights games, right, Bethy?
I haven't.
Oh, my goodness. You've got to get out there. We've got to get you out there.
My mom's been, so yeah. We sent Sylvia.
It's exciting. I'll tell you what, just a huge fan. It's going to be exciting. So go Knights, go. And then something else I do want to touch upon this block is the Final Four, that championship game. That was amazing. Virginia wins their first national title in history. What do we think about that?
I was sad. I was rooting for Tech.
Were you?
Yeah, the coach, Chris Beard, he went to my high school. He was a freshman when I was a senior.
Really?
Yes. So he's got, and we went to school in McCullough High School in Houston, Texas.
He was a senior. You were a freshman?
No, other way.
Other way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did you ask him to the senior ball? No, robbing the cradle there. No, okay. But that was pretty interesting. So 85-77, Virginia wins that. DeAndre Hunter hits the key basket with 12 seconds left in regulation. That was huge. Kyle Guy and Ty Jerome also had huge nights. Guy scored 24 points, and Jerome hit 16 points with 8 assists. I'm still surprised Duke wasn't there and Michigan State was out. That was kind of a shocker for me, but you never know in the playoffs.
Nobody in this city missed Duke, by the way, but I know surprised that they weren't there, but nobody here really felt that bad that Duke wasn't there. Let's talk about rivalries, is mm-hmm. that one was a pretty good one in the early 90s between UNLV and Duke in the national championship. They met twice, once in the championship, once in the semis. As I watch every national championship game, this is what I do as a guy who covered the Rebels back in 1990 when they won it all and beat Duke 103-73. Two records still stand from that game. You could argue three, but at least two records still stand that the Rebels set during that game. No team in the final has ever scored more than 100 points.
Okay.
The Rebels have done it. They're the only team to have done it. No team has scored 103, which is the most points ever scored in a championship game, final of the NCAA, and the largest margin of victory, 30 points in a championship game, which they did against Duke. And those records weren't going to fall last night because it was going to be a low-scoring game as it was. It did hit over with the sports books, but it's still, relatively speaking, it went overtime, and so that helped push it. But it always puts a smile on my face when I go, okay, another year, that 30-year-old record mm-hmm. still stands now for the Rebels of what they did that night, April 2nd, 1990, when they won the national championship
awesome.
And beat Duke. And it's amazing to think that our program, now you look at Rebel basketball now, to think it was at that point, at that stature, it was. You know, it's a lot of work to get there, as Jerry Tarkanian used to tell us all the time. We didn't see the work, but there was a lot of work. And, you know, can it get back? I don't know. It won't get back to that level anytime soon. But the before-mentioned Chris Beard that you went to high school with, he did it in 3 years at Texas Tech.
Yep.
Now, he did come here for 19 days.
That's right.
He was the head coach here.
Right.
And then that opening cap at Texas Tech when Tubby Smith went to Arkansas. And so Memphis. Tubby Smith went to Memphis, and that opened up, and he said, no, that's my dream job. My family's down there. And by the way, the Board of Regents here, let me say, can I rant just
a
little bit?
Yeah, you can rant. I'll let you rant.
I'll be real quick with this one. The Board of Regents, though, busted him a little bit. Well, let's put it that way, Chris Beard, when he was here. They voted 9-4 in favor of his contract, but it was a brutal battle, mainly the Regents from the north, and the Regents are politicians, and they got into this pissing match back and forth about whether they should pay him that much. And they gave Chris Beard a reason to want to leave.
Mm.
And when that Texas Tech opened up, he left. So the combination of the two, and bless him, he did that. And oh, by the way, he's taken that team in Lubbock from an okay team to Wow. A national power in three
years.
That's
amazing.
So it can happen.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
What was he like in high school? Do you know?
You know what? I didn't.
With that freshmen and sophomores and seniors don't hang out a whole lot.
But you were too cool. Too cool for school.
Of course.
I know. Speaking of other college basketball news, Trey Jones will return to Duke for his sophomore season. I know he was a high draft prospect this year in the NBA draft. And Rick Barnes will stay as Tennessee's head coach after the huge UCLA push. So, interesting. That was a fun weekend. Fun basketball series.
It was. Oh, there is some good local news today. I think that's going to put a smile on a lot of people's faces. Yes. Is the new coach here, TJ. I say Roethlisberger just for fun, but it's Otzelberger.
Say that 10 times fast.
Yes, the new coach here. Okay. He hired Kevin Kruger today.
Nice.
Kevin Kruger, who was the assistant coach for UNLV for his father when Lon was here.
Oh, right.
Wow.
So this is good news. Kevin's coming back to UNLV to be an assistant coach here on the coaching staff at UNLV. That put a big smile on my face, and also it's reason for optimism. A lot of people wanted Kevin Kruger to be the head coach. He will at least be the assistant coach. And that's okay. That's encouraging.
That's very cool. That's a lot of people like to come to Vegas. They want to come to Vegas. Exciting stuff going on in our city. Check us out on VegasSportsGirl.com. We are now on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. And thank you to our sponsors, Finley Volvo and Las Vegas Motor Speedway, for sponsoring the show. Stay with us. We've got more news coming up.
Monster Energy AMA Supercross and FIM World Championship. Come see the world's best race for the world's biggest title. The finals return to Las Vegas, where a champion will be crowned. For tickets and information, visit unlvtickets.com. Sam Boyd Stadium, May 4th. Get your tickets today.
Napoli's Pizzeria, the Valley's number one name in pizza, is having an April pickup special. Meaning, if you order a Napoli pastrami sub with fries, pick it up at any of the three Napoli's locations in the month of April, and your cost is only $6.99. Again, it's Napoli Pizza's April pickup special. Just $6.99 for pastrami sandwich and fries. And since everything is prepared fresh each and every day, you know it's delicious. Napoli Pizzeria, locations on West Sahara, North Nellis, and in Henderson.
Prop Swappers, you don't have to wait 5 months on your long wager. You can sell that wager on PropSwap and release your money now. PropSwap is the new and only marketplace to buy and sell active sports wagers, so download the PropSwap app today.
Your chaotic cousin just got thrown in jail. You need to call Raider Bail at 702-731-2245. Raider Bail, they'll get your tail out of jail. Call Raider Bail, 702-731-2245.
Ho, ho, ho. This is Danta Claus from PC Laptops in Henderson, Nevada. Would you like to save huge, massive money this holiday season? Don't throw out that old computer. We can transform that old, slow, or broken-down desktop or laptop into fluffy, high-speed goodness, no matter what brand it is. Just bring your desktop or laptop computer in for a free diagnostic. The diagnostic is 100% free, and there's no obligation. We're so great at making computers faster that if we can't fix or upgrade your desktop or laptop, we'll buy it from you. Have I lost my mind? Want to trade in your old computer? We have brand new lifetime warranty desktop computers from $799, and we'll buy your old computer. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Call us at 1-877-596-7283 for details, or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com, where we love you.
Come on, Ron. Break out that first
little
note.
Little Journey. Come, da, da, da.
Little Journey. I love da, Journey. Da, da, da. Oh, my gosh. He never gets old. Mm. Welcome back to Vegas, Sports Girl. We got a little humming in the back by Mr. Futrell. Also, Beth Schwartz is in the house. We've got a big night tonight for the Aviators. Such an exciting time. Baseball is here in has been here in Las Vegas, but now we have the Aviators here in Las Vegas. So we talked a little bit about that. Just a few scores that were pretty impressive games the last few days. Orioles crushed the A's 12-4. That was brutal. Braves over the Rockies 8-6, and Padres over the Giants. My Giants 6-5. That broke my heart.
Giants are struggling this year.
Breaking news,
your Giants are going to be in trouble.
Oh, gosh. I love baseball. This season is always so fun because this just reminds me of peanuts, hot dogs, and a cold beer. out of the park. And the pool, according to Ron Futrell.
No, the pool is nice out there. I went out there, checked it out today. I did it, like I said, I did it in Facebook Live, and I walked around the park. And they've also got a splash pad out there for the kids. So they're going to have a little home plate, mm-hmm. and where the bases will squirt up water and pitching mound, and then different water will squirt up. So in the summertime, you want to take out fans, go out there and hang out and take your kids out there, and they have that little splash pad near the pool. And the pool's a good-sized pool. It's a decent-sized mm-hmm. pool. Also, for fans planning on going to the game tonight,
yes.
What they want you to do is you get two ways to enter, and that's from the east and the west, which is not surprising, but... But if you're coming to the game from the east part of town, go up Town Center.
Okay.
And there's paved parking there. You can also go to downtown Summerlin. That would be on the west side of the stadium. Downtown Summerlin or Red Rock Casino and hang out there. Maybe grab a bite to eat before the game. Park there and then walk over from there. Free parking,
That is awesome.
Now, that's sort of cool.
Right.
They didn't have that at Cashman Field.
Right.
It cost you $5 to park, and that was in the convention authority, the LVCVA. Did that for years, and they owned it, so that was they were getting the revenue from that. But in this case,
you
get free parking. So, yeah.
So if you live out in Boulder City or Green Valley, take the drive, because now you have free parking. You have a little extra dollars you can put in your gas tank. It's worth it.
Well, and the drive isn't bad. I'm going to say this for people in Henderson on the east side of town. With the 215 now, the belt route going, the Bruce mm-hmm. Woodbury Parkway
yes.
going all the way around the valley, is that you can easily get there. Exit at Charleston or Sahara, you can easily get there from just about anywhere in town with a freeway drive.
That's exciting. Baseball news. Now, Beth, I want to know more about what you're doing now, and you have something big going on this week at the Aviators game. Tell us more about that.
That's right. So Thursday night, I'm going to be at the Aviators game with the rest of my catchball team, the Vegas Royals. And they're going to give us our jerseys because we have a big international tournament the first weekend in May in San Francisco.
Very nice. How many people are on your team?
So we have 16 people on the team, but there's only ever 6 people on the court. Do you know about catchball?
No, please
okay.
tell us.
Okay. So basically catchball is volleyball for the middle-aged.
Oh.
Okay.
Then I wouldn't fall in that category,
no.
right?
No,
I'm joking. Really? That's
so
interesting.
So it's exactly like volleyball. The only difference is instead of bumping it with our wrists, we catch it and throw it.
Okay.
That's why I call it for the middle-aged. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's an Israeli sport. So I play with a bunch of Israeli girls.
Okay.
And they're pretty competitive. They really get after it. You know, they all have to serve in the military. So they're pretty, you know.
Aggressive.
Yeah. So we have our big tournament in San Francisco, May 3rd.
How exciting. Good luck.
Thank you.
How often do you guys practice?
We practice twice a week.
Okay.
And we probably need to practice more.
Really? And what position? Are there different positions? Or
we know it's just like volleyball where you rotate.
Okay. Yep.
Same thing.
Interesting.
So you got to learn all the positions.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Ron?
So you jump, okay, at the net. So instead of spiking the ball.
We do spike, though.
You can do that.
Absolutely.
Okay. And can you hit it back with it, you know, do this thing?
No.
If it goes further deep beyond the net, you just catch it.
You catch it and throw it to the front line, and then they spike it.
Oh, and they spike. Oh, okay. You catch it, throw it. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
So that's the way you set it up.
Right.
How long can you hold on to the ball? Is there a time?
That was my question.
Okay, Ari's got a question. Jump in, Ari.
That was my first question. I just wanted to know.
One second.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
One Mississippi, you get to hold on to that ball and then get everybody in position, set up, and they say, okay, no, that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I can see that.
That's interesting. So you guys a tight-niche team? Like,
we've been playing together for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
How exciting. Well,
let me ask you this. So you can't, from the back line, when you catch the ball, you can't throw it back over. You have to throw it to somebody on your team in front of the net and spike it. Is that correct?
Except for during a service, you can. The back row can do that.
Can catch it during a service. Okay, so catch it.
And throw it. But otherwise, if it's in play, then no, you have to throw it to the offense, the front line.
Okay. All right, no, I'm catching the
joke.
I'd not heard of catchball.
I know, no one ever has.
Right.
No, but
is that, okay.
It's a excellent workout, I must tell you. The cardio is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many calories would you say you burn in an hour?
Oh, that's
how do you compare that? What kind of, like a volleyball?
I'd say you're running around? Yeah, it's like volleyball. Although, you know, I'm a former soccer player, so I get, you know, it feels like a soccer game a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
But we slide, too. I spend a lot of time on my knees.
Okay. Oh, goodness. That's okay, well, I won't go there.
Gotta do what you gotta do to win games.
Absolutely, okay. And I know Miss Beth is aggressive. Okay, so now tell us what else you're doing. I know you're working with the Fine Management Group, but you're tell and share.
All right,
with
so
what
since
you're
I
doing.
Left Luxury Las Vegas, I am now editor-in-chief of a cannabis magazine called Elevate.
Interesting.
Elevate Nevada.
And you've expanded outside of Las Vegas.
Yes. April was our first month that we did a California edition. So we have an edition in California and we have one here. Now, the one here is celebrating its fourth anniversary this month.
Okay.
We're 4 years old.
Wow.
So I've been writing about cannabis for 4 years. And trust me, when I started this, I knew nothing about cannabis. I didn't even know what 420 was. When they told me they were launching the magazine on 420, I said, why would you launch mid-month? I don't understand.
Sure.
That makes no sense. And they're like, but it's our holiday. And I was kind of horrified, to tell you the truth, that cannabis had a holiday. Because
wow.
I don't go to the park with my friends and take Zyrtec on a certain day out of the year, you know?
So very interesting.
It's been a real learning curve for me.
Now, Beth shared some news, and I know you have a point here, on athletes getting involved with cannabis. I know you mentioned Joe Montana.
He's investing.
Evander Holyfield, did I get that
no,
right?
Mike Tyson. Mike
okay.
Tyson has a 420 acre complex, entertainment complex in the Coachella Valley, and he also has his own line of products that he actually uses for, you know, he suffered obviously quite a bit of, you know, concussions and different brain atrophy, you know, from fighting, and so he uses CBD and different cannabis for those, you know, challenges.
Very interesting. I know you had something.
It's going to. And you say athletes getting involved, and I've visited with Frank Hawkins and done stories with him on the Raiders.
Right.
With his
dispensary
that he has, Valley View and DI is where it's at. Anyway, and I've talked to Frank. I've done stories with him on this issue of athletes using cannabis, CBD, to take care of some of their injuries. And right now, none of the major sports leagues approve cannabis. It's a banned substance.
Correct.
But that will change.
Yeah, the World Anti-Doping Agency allows it, though.
Oh, okay.
As of January 1st, 2018, they said they could use CBD.
And it's got to happen. Mm. It's going to, because it's, first of all, it's not performance enhancing.
Nobody
can say, hey, man, what's up, man? I just smoked a joint and I want to go fight in the UFC. No, you don't. You want to go to sleep. You want to sit down and you want to listen to Zeppelin.
Right, exactly.
You don't want to.
Exactly.
You know, okay. But it's, so it's not performance enhancing, and it is obviously a painkiller. I mean, that's what it does. And there are much more serious painkillers that can do damage to your internal organs than this.
Absolutely.
So I think it's just a matter of time. And I've talked to Frank about that a lot. And he wants to lead the way in that area with the NFL to get them up to speed. I would like to see the Nevada Athletic Commission lead the way in this with boxing and UFC. And say, hey, okay. I mean, it was only a few years ago that Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. got fined $1 million for testing positive for smoking pot.
Wow.
You have the Diaz brothers, Nate Diaz, and the Diaz brothers from Stockton, California, who they just openly say they use it all the time. They know they're going to, and they're probably going to fail the tests. So at some point, just let's get sensible with this and use it as a drug that can do. I'm not saying recreational use. I'm not going there, but I know that's now legal here in the state of Nevada.
Yes, of course.
But if we're just talking about the drug use for athletes and that sort of stuff, absolutely move forward and make that happen.
Even the post-recovery workout, a lot of them use it, which is amazing. You can use a tincture, which is just an oil under the tongue, or you can use a topical, which is just a lotion, you know, or a salve. And it's way better than getting started on opiates.
Awesome. Good news. Well, congrats on your new role. And good luck this week and actually your big presentation and your game in San Francisco.
Thank you.
That's going to be fun. I want to hear about it after the fact.
All right.
Cool news. All right, NBA news. So NBA players have voted, and top five players of all time. Who do you think made the top five on this list? Did they get it right?
I don't know. I haven't seen that.
Okay. Number five. Number
five. I wouldn't get them in order, but...
Name the top five. Who would you guess?
Okay, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael Jordan's number one.
Oh, okay.
73%, I think they got that right.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is in there.
Absolutely. Kareem's number four.
Number four.
Yep.
Okay, Jerry West.
No Jerry West.
Oscar Robertson.
No.
Larry Bird.
No Larry, but you're close to Larry. Think about Larry, who was his rival.
Okay, we got a Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
Is number what?
Number five.
And number five. So we're looking for number two and three.
It's
LeBron, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
LeBron.
But he said, of course, it's Michael Jordan. Yep. I thought, I agree, but I thought to myself, it's not so.
Yep. LeBron James is number two. And number three is Mr. Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant. I'd like to see Gail Goodrich in there, Stumpy, from the Lakers, who was my favorite player as a kid. But that was just my favorite player.
Right. Speaking of Lakers, LeBron's new book is out. It hit the shelves today, called The Making of a Billion-Dollar Athlete. They're saying it's... I like that. LeBron James.
Just get to the playoffs, LeBron, okay?
Exactly. I know. The Lakers need a lot of help. So eight teams have clinched the playoffs. In the West, of course, you've got the Warriors and the Portland Trailblazers and Oklahoma City, some of the teams that made it. In the East?
Denver's playing real well in the West. They're a fun team to watch this year.
They are.
As are the Clippers. The LA Clippers, surprise team, because they got rid of their two top players, Blake Griffin and Chris Paul. And so then they're all of a sudden they're without their two great superstars.
Great stars.
They are now just a bunch of, they're the Rat Pack, man. They're just a bunch of kids going out there.
It's crazy.
Winning and playing well. That's fun to watch.
76ers and Celtics, Nets, and Pacers are solidified teams in the playoffs in the East. So exciting. And then just something else that's kind of fun to watch. The Masters this week is going on. Tiger Woods is out there with Freddie Couples. Looking really good, so that's something to keep your eyes out for.
Pick a lefty, by the way.
Pick a lefty?
No, there's a good run. There's been a good run of left-handed golfers winning the Masters.
Really?
It started with Mike Weir. Nobody will remember his name a whole lot, but he was the first left-handed player to win the Masters. Then Phil Mickelson has won a couple. Bubba Watson, I think, has one or two. But there was about a 10-year period where five of the players were left-handed. Now, don't call me too tight on that, but I'm pretty close with that number. I need to look it up to make sure. But it's had a nice run of good lefties for some reason winning that course. And as a left-handed golfer, I sit there and take great pride in that.
Wait a second.
My guys are representing out there at the Masters.
What's your favorite golf course, Ron, here in Las Vegas?
Oh, good question here last week. TPC Summerlin's fun.
Have you played Shadow Creek?
I played Shadow Creek, yes.
That's nice.
I mean, that's the mountaintop.
Yep.
That is the mountaintop. And I played it when Steve Wynn owned it, and yes. So you'd have to start there. The 17th hole is, I played it once with Michael Jordan, in fact, out there. There's an interesting story. It takes a while to tell, and I've gabbed too much. But I did play out there one in 1992, I believe, with Michael Jordan. We were the only ones on the course.
How cool is that?
Me and a buddy and him and three or four of his friends when Steve Wynn owned it, so it was very exclusive then. Now it's an MGM property.
Sure.
Cascada's great out near Boulder City. As you head to Boulder City, it's up on the left side. It's a thrill ride. It's a circus ride is what Cascada is. Those are fun. Some of the public Bears Best is nice up at the ridges.
They're all so nice.
You go up there, and then there's great courses out in Henderson. So anyway, there's.
Do you play?
You know what? I just started. That was one of my New Year's resolutions, and so I just started.
Good for you.
Yeah. So where would you suggest a newbie start?
I like what part of town do you live in?
Summerlin.
Okay, Angel Park courses.
Okay.
No, seriously, go to their Arnold Palmer design courses. Mm-hmm. They were built early 90s, maybe around 1990 is when those courses were built. They're not real tough courses, not long courses. They have a mountain course and a palm course there. So Angel Park, and they also have a great driving range. They have a par 3 course, mm-hmm. which is a great course to learn your short game.
Okay.
So you're not having to drive the ball. They have a par 3 that's 12 holes. That's designed after some of the great holes in golf, and they have a putting course out there. So I love Angel Park just for a good place to go out there to work on your game and have some fun. And it's not over the top expensive.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to spend a lot of money. So go there.
Golfing is fun. I used to tease those people that had all the time to sit out there for 4 hours. Now I love it. If I can get out there, I love it. But I had to take classes too. So it's a good way to relax and close deals. Close deals and heels, that's how it is. Anyways, all right, well, we got more news coming up, NFL news,
spikes.
And what's going on in our city. We've got Raider stuff, too, so stay with us.
1974 had its share of momentous events. President Nixon was forced to resign over Watergate. Elvis Presley's Aloha from Hawaii was broadcast all over the world. The Sting, starring Robert Redford, won Best Picture Oscar. And Barbra Streisand reached number one with The Way We Were. Here in Las Vegas, a small benefit wine tasting had its humble beginnings and has grown into Las Vegas' premier wine, spirits, and food event, raising millions for scholarships. Now in its 45th year, UNL Vino returns for three incredible nights from April 11th to the 13th, starting with Bubblicious on the 11th at the Keep Memory Alive Event Center, then Saki Fever on the 12th at Red Rock Casino Resort and Spa's Pool. The Mirage Event Center hosts the Grand Tasting on April 13th. For more information, visit unlvino.com. Save $25 by purchasing tickets in advance at unlvtickets.com. Sponsored by Southern Glazer's Wine and Spirits in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
License number NSCB 794157941.
It's no secret that I own the Sunny Plumber and that Sunny is the plumbing division of Gettle. So why don't you just call it Gettle Plumbing? That was the question a 12-year-old boy named Jake asked me during the holidays. When I couldn't think of a good answer, I said, "Jake, I think I'll do that." He said, "Make sure you tell everyone it was my idea." I said, "You have my word on it. When you need your air conditioning or plumbing fix fast and right, put the pedal to the metal, call Gettle. G-O-E-T-T-L.
Gettle. G-O-E-T-T-L. Gettle. It's really hard to spell. Gettle. It's made of metal. So don't settle. Call Gettle today. Gettle. G-O-E-T-T-L. Gettle. They are really swell. Gettle. It's made of metal. Heavy duty. So don't settle.
Love this song.
Little Elvis happened.
Little Elvis. Woo!
You know, this April 15th is the 50th anniversary of the song In the Ghetto.
Can you sing us a jingle of that? Because that's not standing out. Oh, okay.
In the Ghetto. It's a Mac Davis song. Mac Davis wrote it about in 1969. Mm-hmm. It was about a young... No, it's a very touching song. It's my favorite Elvis song. And it was about a death of a young child in the ghetto.
Oh.
And
deep.
It's very deep. It's very deep. Again, written by Mac Davis.
Wow.
And performed by Elvis Presley. And April 15th is the 50th anniversary. And it's, not much is unfortunately, and this is not a political show, mm-hmm. but not much has changed. In fact, gotten worse in Chicago since then. But it's a story, yes.
I'll tell you what. Elvis is just amazing.
Do we have a playlist anywhere there? Are you searching? You're searching to see.
Ari's the best. We don't mean to put you on the spot, Ari.
Am I searching for that song right now? Yeah, actually. Give me a second here.
Give me a second.
Let's talk sports. I'll be right back.
Speaking of Elvis, So speaking of Michael Jordan, we were talking about Michael before the break. My story, you got to play golf with Michael Jordan. My story was when I was a cheerleader for the Kings, one of our first games, we played the Chicago Bulls. And Scottie Pippen. And I was sitting 5 feet from Michael Jordan. And this was the guy that I always wanted to see in person. And he did a beautiful slam dunk. And Tanya stands up in her Sacramento Kings uniform.
Oh, you didn't.
Kicking and flying my pom-poms around cheering for Michael Jordan.
I hope you were fired for that.
No, Scottie Pippen was just jazzed. Because he looks over at me, he goes, "We have our own cheerleader." So that's my story. So, Ari, did you find the song?
This is great.
This is it.
I was looking for the right time sneak it in there.
There it is.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
So much soul.
This is just an incredible song.
Notice when he played this,
and his mama cried.
Your voice started turning into like an Elvis sound.
Elvis.
It was deep.
Because if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
Nice. Thank you, Ari.
I suggest this week, listen to that song. Just and listen to the whole song. And the story. I mean, it's a song that tells a story.
Wow.
That is the inner city in Chicago, the South Side, and all of the troubles that were there in 69 and are still there today.
It's interesting. Music years ago had so much story and meaning. I gotta be honest, so much music now I'm just like, I'll turn in my old music from decades ago. You know, anyways, a little Elvis for you. So
I'm going to blame you for putting the music, because you put the music. It gets me going. My head, my train of thought just goes into crazy land
when
I start hearing songs.
You got a good DJ here. He is on it. This is awesome. Thank you. Thank you again, Ari.
No problem.
So we've got some NFL news. Does NFL ever stop with the drama? It does not. It still continues. You know, the Nashville is having the NFL draft April 25th through 27th. I know we tagged that last week. A lot of great people coming up through the draft. I know we talked about Kyler Murray, Nick Bosa. With the Alliance, the American Alliance Football League shutting down, some players are being picked up in the NFL. So this is kind of interesting news. We got quarterback Logan Woodside, who signed with the Tennessee Titans. And the Raiders signed wide receiver DeMarnay Pearson-L. And Keith Reiser signed with Kansas City Chiefs. He was with the Orlando Apollos. And finally, safety Darren Smith and cornerback Duke Thomas, who played with San Antonio Commanders, signed with the Vikings. A little bummed the Alliance Football League didn't continue, but, you know, who knows? You know, what do you expect with that? Did you ever watch any of those games?
I didn't.
No?
No.
It lasted for a hot minute, and then it's on hold.
There was a team in Salt Lake. They had a Salt Lake team. They had a San Antonio team. It was mildly entertaining. It was fun to watch. I watched a few of the games. Mm-hmm. I did see. So
they were hard hitting.
Yeah, they were guys trying to. Well, Johnny Football was trying to get on,
redeem himself
with a team, redeem himself there, that was as short lived as the league itself. It never happened. And the Raiders, as you look forward to the draft. By the way, this time next year, the NFL draft is going to be in Las Vegas. It's going to be crazy. That'll be the first big NFL thing that happens here in our city. So that will be crazy that it's going to happen here. And it's the draft is insane because there's a bunch of football nerds who really take everything very, very seriously. I'm not that person. I can't break down the draft and go through a mock draft with you. Raiders do need a pass rusher after getting rid of Khalil Mack to the Chicago Bears and getting burned by that deal. And I'm not going to get into that. I mean, that's happened. But
sensitive topic.
Oh, well, no. It was a bad, horrible deal for the Raiders, but they did it because, I don't know, they were getting rid of players, good players. And so they do need a pass rusher. I don't know if they start drafting quarterbacks in this draft, the Raiders, then you have to sit and look at
is
Derek Carr their guy of the future? And I don't know. That's John Gruden's got to sit back and make that decision. And I'm not sure that he is, and I don't think Gruden thinks he is.
Yeah, I'm not certain about that either. I mean, Gruden a few weeks ago came out and said, Carr is our guy, but, why are we having private workouts with Kyler Murray, right? So you never know.
Yeah, and Kyler's not going to be around by the time they draft.
Right.
He's going at the top, probably to Arizona.
Arizona, right.
So, but the Raiders have three picks. They have the fourth pick, and then picks later in the draft.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. A lot of teams need a lot of help in different areas, so we shall see. Speaking of Raiders, they are holding tomorrow their second annual Celebrity Swing to support communities in schools here in our city. They're holding it at Top Golf. That should be exciting. I know they're really trying to get entrenched into this community. And, you know, it's kind of a fine line because what they do in Vegas, they have to do in Oakland. So, you know, they're not quite here yet, but some good things that they're doing in the here with Chris Mallory and the foundation, some good guys over there. The Buffalo Bills signed former rugby player. Now, this is always fascinating to me, who came from the English national rugby team. They brought in Christian Wade. So a couple teams have hired rugby players in the past. I know the 49ers did, and he was fantastic.
Kick returner. He was their top kick returner for a while.
It was amazing. And then despite controversy, quarterback Aaron Rodgers claims that he and Mike McCarthy had a solid, healthy, fantastic relationship, despite what all the media is saying. So just a little note for you.
And so does LeBron James and Luke Walton.
Mm-hmm.
So if you believe that, you believe that. Yes.
Right. Apparently, Mike McCarthy still lives in Green Bay and has his family there. And Aaron Rodgers says, respect the guy. We're great friends. So I don't know. He says it was a ploy for media to, you know, cause a little strife.
But
we don't do that
at
all.
I think it was real. But anyway, they moved on. So there you go.
I love Aaron Rodgers. I think he's a great quarterback. And hopefully the Packers get back on track this year. Just from an NFC champion or NFC standpoint, I was a little heartbroken to see their team and to see what they've gone through. I think every team hits that point. I know you're not a great
Rams
fan.
As a Rams fan, I was I didn't want the Packers to do well at all. I was happy to see them.
How do you think the Rams are going to do this year?
The Cooper Kupp's going to be back at wideouts. So that's he was the second half of the season was injured, and it changed that football team. It was what they needed in the Super Bowl that they did not have was that Edelman, that receiver that was scat back, the receiver that would go over the middle and take a hit and get 12 yards when you need eight. Anyway, the big question with him is going to be Todd Gurley and how he is this year. Knee problems last year. If he's healthy, the Rams, I think that they'll do what they did last year. I expect them to be back in the Super Bowl. How about that?
Wow.
Why not?
That's really optimistic, and they're fantastic. I mean, they have the assets on the team. Unfortunately for the NFC West, my team still is in that division, so that's a little hurtful, but you're right. They're a great team. The Rams are awesome. Sean McVay is an amazing coach, and it's always interesting for me to see these young, upcoming football teams with their young coaches. They're such great play callers, and Sean McVay is definitely one of them. And Kyle Shanahan. Who's your team, Beth?
You know, I go along for Dallas.
You're a Dallas fan?
Still a Dallas fan.
But you're a huge college fan,
too.
But
see, I'm more college. I enjoy college way more. So West Virginia University. Go Mountaineers.
Wow, go Mountaineers. And you travel and you go watch them play.
I do. I went to North Carolina last year to see them in a bowl. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, stay with us on Vegas Sports Girl. Check us out on VegasSportsGirl.com. We will see you and talk to you after the break.
Family is big around here. We're family owned, family operated, family managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same day pickup and next day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Monster Energy AMA Supercross and FIM World Championship. Witness an exhilarating sports story written in real time. A grueling battle of athleticism and determination. Get your tickets to see the world's best race for the world's biggest title. The finals return to Las Vegas, where a champion will be crowned. Tickets start at $20. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Coming to Sam Boyd Stadium May 4th. For tickets and information, visit UNLVtickets.com. Get your tickets today.
Thank you, Southern Nevada, for helping Finley Chevrolet reach our goal in March to sell 500 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Finley Chevrolet is racing to sell 500 vehicles again this April. We're going back to back with some huge savings and giant discounts.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet, home of the...
Woo!
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Finley Chevrolet. Located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Again, find new roads.
Henderson Blues Fest is back April 13th at the Henderson Pavilion, featuring the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band. And the Beth Hart Band.
Love is alive. Love is alive.
Henderson Blues Fest, live at the Henderson Pavilion April 13th. Tickets start at $30.50. Visit hendersonpavilion.com for tickets today.
Hey, how you doing? You rocking with Tavares Gooden, Baltimore Raven, San Francisco 49ers linebacker. When I'm listening to sports, I love to tune in to Vegas Sports Girl.
Yes! Did you hear that? That was an awesome intro to that segment.
Who was that?
Oh my gosh, that was amazing! My buddy, that's awesome that you got him on air saying this. Tavares is locally, he lives here now. He played for the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, okay.
And we had him on the show. He played for the Baltimore Ravens for 3 years, drafted in 2008, was picked up by the 49ers, played with them for 2 years, and he joined us on our show last week. It was awesome to have him on the set.
Oh.
We made him go to work, though. We said, you know, and he says, I watch and listen to Vegas Sports Girl. So there you go. Thanks for airing that.
That's awesome.
Niners do have the best tight end in the business. I really
they have a
like
lot of
George.
Tight ends.
They, yeah.
Sorry, I had
I'm
to go there.
I'm talking about this as a position. George, I set you up for that.
You did.
I didn't have my rim shot ready.
I know it. George Kittle's awesome.
George Kittle. No, I watched the last game of the regular season, went down to the Coliseum, watched the Rams play the Niners, and I wanted to see Kittle live on the field.
Yes.
I've seen him on TV, but just he's best young player in the league at that position, and he is so much fun to watch. He's a beast.
He's a beast.
And with the quarterback situation worked out next year.
Jimmy G.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be Garoppolo at quarterback the full season. Niners are going to be a totally different team offensively next year.
I hope so. I know we've got some good picks.
It scares me.
Hey, give us a chance. It'll be a good competition. And it's interesting because Sean McVay coached with Kyle Shanahan. Kyle was his head coach. And so it's always interesting to see the two go head to head. It's a good rivalry. George Kittle's amazing. I love watching him. He's so energetic. And he was just asked the other day, what is he, because we were talking about questions and shows and things off the field that he enjoys. Do you like Avengers or do you like Game of Thrones? And he couldn't answer the dang question. Those were his two favorite series. But then he came out and said, I bought my whole squad, all nine of us, tickets already to the Avengers Endgame. So it was like, okay, well, I guess that's your favorite series. He's just so fun and entertaining.
Yeah.
Anyhow, back to Vegas sports girl, Ron Futrell, Tanya, and Beth Schwartz is in the house. Thanks for joining us today, Beth. So Beth, tell us more. You're very tied into this community, and you know there's a lot of things coming up. What do we want to know on the entertainment side, the food and wine side? What community charitable events are coming up? Because I know you kind of got a wrap on this.
I do, back from my luxury days.
Yes.
So this weekend, you can go to the Heart Ball. American Heart Association is having their Heart Ball at Four Seasons. The Ladybug Ball, that's the Nevada Blind Center.
Oh, very interesting.
They're having their event at the Mirage. And then this one I thought of as soon as I read about it for you. It's perfect. Wine, Women, and Shoes.
Oh, that's so perfect
for me.
That
is just all your favorite things.
Stilettos, baby.
The shoe, the wine, too.
Yes.
And that's at Enclave on the 28th of April. It's a Sunday from 1 to 5.
I know Ron goes to these social functions, too, because I see him out all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Some good things. And now we also were talking to Beth before the break just about her job today. And tell us more about, I know you had a question about dispensaries or you were going to share with us. You said, have you ever been to a dispensary? And I said, no.
No, I can't believe that, Tanya.
I know.
Because, you know, they have cannabis skincare.
I probably need some of that.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. I can't believe you would skip out on that. And they've got bath bombs and lip balms and, I mean, the moisturizers, the face masks, everything. So I think you ought to get in there and get some of that stuff. But you know what? I also, earlier this year at True Fusion, I took a CBD yoga class.
What is a CBD yoga class?
So basically we were practicing yoga, and then they slathered CBD on us, which, you know, CBD is cannabidiol. That's the non-psychoactive part of the cannabis plant.
Doesn't get you high is what that means.
Sure.
It's just sort of pain. It works with pain stuff and loosens up joints.
Right. And I went to a CBD dinner.
Okay.
CBD is huge. So everything's going to be, in the next 10 years, CBD will be in your daily life. You'll feed it to your dog. You'll feed it to yourself as a vitamin. You'll be taking it every day.
Wow. Very interesting. What do you think about that, Ron Futrell?
As a high school kid, I wanted the THC. I'm just saying, I didn't know the CBD part of it, but it was.
Right.
So that was in California.
But now, at your age, I would think you'd want the CBD, the cannabidiol.
Yes.
It's great for aches and pains.
Wow. Yeah. That's interesting.
Skincare.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you joined us, Bethy.
Well, thanks for having me. This has been so much fun.
And part of the reason I knew she'd bring some light to this set is because I love when she laughs. Did you hear her laugh before the break? It's always so entertaining. We've had a lot of years of fun together. So what else is up, Ron? You're headed to the Aviators baseball game tonight?
Yeah, Aviators baseball taking on Sacramento, the Rivercats, tonight. And it's interesting. You can now bet on these games. The Westgate and Station Casinos allows you to bet on minor league baseball for the first time ever.
Really?
Well, yes. Well, the Gaming Commission was the one who first approved it because you couldn't prior to this season. But this season, they're letting you bet on the team, the games. I don't know what the total is on the game, but I'm thinking it's going over. The wind is blowing hard out to right field. They've got some left-handed batters in the lineup. They're going to crush that ball to the power alley in right field and into the pool, which is in right center field. So there's going to be some shots into the pool tonight. And So it's going to be a fun. It's sold out, by the way. If you don't have tickets already, you can't tomorrow night. But this weekend they're playing all through the weekend.
And their tickets available?
All through the weekend. So it's a 6-game homestand.
I was just going to say you could listen right here at 7:05 as well, starting at 6:50. We're the home of the Aviators.
It.
So.
Thank you. No, that's
Langer.
Important to know that.
I love it. And you're
Russ Langer
it.
Is one of my favorite guys, one of the best. And you look at what great guy, great announcer, and you look at the history of announcers from Vegas that have gone on to big things. It's been fun to see. Tim Neverett is with the Dodgers now, was with the Red Sox for years. Ken Korak is with the Oakland A's now. So there's some guys that have come from the walls in this building and gone on to some big things, and Russ deserves that at some point to have that shot. But until then, I'm so happy for Russ. Happy for Don Logan, Jim, all of them to get this ballpark now after 36 years of Cashman Field.
That's great.
And I got here the second year of Cashman Field, and so I saw the Stars for 18 years and then the 51s for 18 years, and now it's a new generation with the Aviators and a beautiful ballpark up there.
Wow. 51s were 18 years?
Yeah.
That is insane. Where does the time fly? That is insane. Well, I know you're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
No, it's hard work. There's no fun at any of this. I'm working. You see the serious look on my face?
I can see
That's
it.
Work.
You look so lax. And by the way, I like you kind of sitting in the chair for once. It just kind of relaxes you a little bit.
No, it does.
It's a nice vibe. As always, Ron, you know we love to have you on the show.
I'm feeling the CBD. just with your presence here. She brings the CBD vibe into the room.
I love it. Well, we had a good time here on Vegas Sports Girl. Check us out, please, on our website. You can place bets on our website. I know Ron was talking about placing your bets. So hopefully next week I plan to have somebody on to educate our listeners how to place a bet.
Oh, nice.
So if you don't, I mean, I know you can do that in your sleep, but a lot of people don't know how to do that.
No, I've got to look at I have not looked at the website. So yeah. I've got to look at the website and see that you can do that. Huh.
Okay. I saw that. I was kind of fascinated that you offer that.
Follow us on social media, Vegas Sports Girl. Again, thank you to our sponsors, Justin Finley at Finley Volvo and Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And Ron and Beth, Ari, and the team here, thank you again for joining us. You guys are amazing, as always. Stay cool out there tonight. Go Aviators.
Yeah, the wind, yes, the wind's going to be blowing out to right field. It's whipping right now out there. So be safe out there. You see the dust storms, and then you have the Knights tomorrow night.
Very
game
exciting.
One against the Sharks.
We better win that. We need to take them down. Sweet. Come on, Vegas Knights. All right, thanks again for joining us on Vegas Sports Girl. We look forward to seeing you next week.